Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. A man is dead following a shooting on Sunday.
Pittsburgh police responded to the 200 block of North Locust Road for a reported shooting yesterday at 1:15 a.m. That's where officers found a man outside of a bar who had been shot. Officials believe he died from those injuries. The victim was identified as 36-year-old Justin E. Krogan of Pittsburgh. Police have also not given any information about a suspect. Anyone with information should contact the Pittsburgh Police Department. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Lou Flores.
Governor Laura Kelly said an infusion of government funding contributed to an increase of more than 68 child care slots in Kansas over a 14-month period. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported a 400% increase in applications from providers of child care from October 2022 to May 2023. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that we can give our daughters everything they need to grow and learn. But not every child can focus on classes and play dates.
Nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. face hunger. That's one in six. School lunch might be their only meal each day. And it's heartbreaking to imagine any child going to bed hungry. We're dreaming of a perfect day when kids can smile, play, and just be kids without worrying about where their next meal will come from. Feeding America is working to make that perfect day a reality.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste. That food is given to families and children in need. Being a kid should be about doing things that make an ordinary day extraordinary. Learning to play an instrument, building a sandcastle, hosting tea parties. Hunger should never be an obstacle to growing up.
You can help end childhood hunger in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly said infusion of government funding contributed to an increase of more than 6,800 child care slots in Kansas over a 14-month period following erosion of services statewide because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The expansion from May of 2022 to July of this year included new positions at licensed daycare homes, group daycare homes, preschools, child care centers, and drop-in programs. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reported a 400% increase in applications from providers of child care from October of 2022 to May of 2023. Governor Kelly stated that they know the Kansas child care slot supply was not adequate before 2020, but the current numbers speak to their work to study and rebuild child care availability across the state. Lack of available child care spaces in the United States had a pronounced influence on Kansas families, businesses, and local economies. A barrier to adding capacity has been lack of early childhood care and education professionals in the workforce. The Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund awarded $43 million in grants to 52 organizations to support broadening of child care. The Kansas Department of Children and Families launched a recruiting campaign with information about child care assistance for families and how individuals could become a provider. And Kansas suspended fees for applications and background checks in a bid to broaden services. Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Janet Stanek said the agency would continue to work with new providers to narrow the gap between demand and supply. Some residents in Decatur County will vote on a bond issue next week, not expected to exceed $29 million. Officials want to upgrade school buildings in the Oberlin School District that are more than 90 years old and in need of some major repairs. And Oberlin School Superintendent Joel Applegate said they have been fixing a lot of things, but there's some things that need completely redone. He said it's been almost 60 years since Oberlin last had a bond issue, and for 2023, the focus would be on the school's HVAC systems, as most classrooms only have window units. He said the building, which was built in 1938, isn't equipped to handle the technology the school needs. Plus, the building isn't easily accessible for people with disabilities. The grades are too steep, the doors aren't ADA, and the bathrooms aren't ADA. The bond has some worried about an increase in taxes, as on a $100,000 home, residents will see an increase of around $300 more per year. There will be a town hall meeting on Wednesday, August 23rd for those who have more questions, and the bond vote will take place on Tuesday, August 29th at regular voting locations. Governor Kelly announced that an additional $1 million has been directed to conservation districts across Kansas to support practices that will reduce erosion, promote water conservation, and mitigate the effects of the ongoing drought. And this is in addition to the $3.5 million distributed each year for similar conservation efforts. This additional funding comes as the U.S. Department of Agriculture projects that the wheat harvest will be 122 million bushels short of Kansas's 330 million bushel average. Funding is provided by the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Conservation through an appropriation from the State Water Plan Fund, and the program is administered by conservation districts across the state. Landowners and producers with natural resource concerns on their property are encouraged to visit their local conservation district office to discuss the possibility of receiving state financial assistance. The additional funding is available to landowners and producers who are interested in eligible water resource practices such as irrigation water management, nutrient management, planting cover crops, livestock water supplies, cross fencing, and abandoned well plugging. You need to contact your local conservation district office for application assistance and more information concerning state cost share programs and other available services, and a directory of conservation districts can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/conservation districts. In addition to helping with conservation efforts, the Department of Agriculture reminds Kansas farmers, ranchers, and their families that help is available for ag-related stress, as the lower-than-expected yield can be overwhelming for mental health. Those resources can be found at kansasagstress.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
Summer may be coming to an end, but there's no end in sight to law enforcement's crackdown on impaired driving. So this Labor Day holiday, the Kansas Department of Transportation urges drivers to think twice before driving drunk or high. Enforcement for the National Impaired Driving Campaign, If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, Drive High, Get a DUI, will run for 20 days, now through Tuesday, September 5th. The Kansas Department of Transportation is working to reduce sobering statistics involving driving drunk or high, as according to the Kansas Department of Transportation stats, during August and September of 2021 in Kansas, there were 19 total fatal crashes of impaired driving. Like drunk driving, drug-impaired driving is illegal nationwide, and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration states that drugs can impair a driver's coordination, judgment, and reaction times, make drivers more aggressive and reckless, and cause extreme drowsiness, dizziness, and other side effects. If convicted for impaired driving, drivers face stiff penalties, hefty financial consequences, and time in jail. So the bottom line is, don't drive impaired. Designate a sober driver, take public transportation, or stay home. For more information about impaired driving, you can visit ktsro.org. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on August 16th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Ron Briery, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to approve the August 2nd, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were five building permits presented for approval. Robert Bowman presented the revised agreement with the Norton Mini Speedway Group, and a motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Dean Little to approve the agreement between the City of Norton and the Norton Mini Speedway Incorporated. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the appointment of Jesse Galantine to the Travel and Tourism Board, and the motion carried. Donna Lowry with the Norton Chamber of Commerce presented the 2024 travel and tourism budget, and she also presented a proposed updated agreement between travel and tourism and the city, as well as an updated draft of the bylaws. Dallas Goslin with Norton County Economic Development gave an update regarding the MIH application that was submitted. He said they've been awarded the $650,000 and are continuing to move forward on the project. City Attorney Abigail Horn stated that the new 2023 versions of the Standard Traffic Ordinance and the Uniform Public Offense Code recently came out, and she said the council would need to decide if they want to adopt the new updated version. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported that the city received notices for obligation of funds for the two police cars and a generator from the USDA Rural Development. Andrew Black reported the Utility Committee met to discuss Larry Knapp's employment with the city. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to extend Larry Knapp's contract with the city to the end of August 31, 2024, with a six-month evaluation and a pay increase of 4%, and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met to finalize the 2024 budget. Dennis said the revenue neutral rate hearing will be held at 5:45 p.m. and the budget hearing at 5:55 p.m. on September 6th at the Norton City Hall. After two executive sessions with the city attorney, city clerk, and police chief to discuss non-elected personnel and consultation with the city's attorney about the communications and jail service agreement, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship, the council meeting resumed with no motions made or any action taken as a result of the executive sessions. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Robert Bowman, directing the city administrator to have the air conditioner fixed at the airport within 2 months. And the motion carried, and a motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve appropriating Ordinance 16 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council then adjourned at 6:05 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated. Summer is beating down the door, and it's time to think about getting your vehicle in tip-top shape before you go out of town. Stop into Kansas Land Tire in Norton and have them help you with some of their many vehicle services. Brakes, exhaust, tire repair, lube oil and filter change, belts and hoses, engine tune-up, shocks and struts, radiator and cooling, air conditioning, steering and suspension, and more. Call Kansas Land Tire at 785-877-5181 and set up your appointment today.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Even before the latest heat wave across Kansas, the drier and hotter conditions are having an effect on fall crops across the state. The latest numbers from National Ag Statistics as of Sunday show that 97% of Kansas corn crop is silking, while 8% has reached the dough stage. 48% of the crop has dented, near the 44% last year and 47% for the five-year average. 7% of the crop has matured, near 11 last year and 8 for the average. The condition of the Kansas corn crop is rated 41% good to excellent, down 5 points from last week, 33% fair, and 26 points poor to very poor. Now the state's soybean crop has 94% of the crop blooming, while 76% were setting pods, ahead of 66% last year and near the 72 average. The crop is rated 40% good to excellent, down 6 points from last week, 34% fair, and 26% poor to very poor. 76% of the Kansas sorghum crop has headed ahead of 66 last year, but near the 78 average. 22% of the crop is coloring ahead of 15 last year and equal to the average. 1% of the crop is mature. The crop is rated 47% good to excellent, 2 points lower than last week. 33% fair and 20 poor to very poor. 95% of the Kansas cotton crop is squaring, while 85% were setting bolls and 10% of the bolls were opening. The crop is rated 55% good to excellent, down 7 points from last week, 35% fair and 10% poor to very poor. Topsoil moisture is rated 44% adequate to surplus, down 13 points from last week, and 56% short to very short. Subsoil moisture is rated 43% adequate to surplus, down 6 points from last week. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice the 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? Or a 14-year-old girl who signs up to every after-school activity not to make friends, but just to get something to eat? Or a retiree who fell ill and had to choose
between getting medicine or groceries?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Another hot and humid day across the Central Plains, but it looks like we may get a break by Saturday and Sunday. In the meantime, conditions will stay pretty uncomfortable, so try to limit your outdoor activities to the morning and evening. We'll be near or over 100 statewide on the air temperatures. The hottest readings will be in the central counties, where a few places could get to 107 this afternoon and again on Wednesday. An excessive heat warning covers about the eastern two-thirds of our state. That'll be in effect until Thursday evening. With the hot temperatures combined with high humidity, the heat index will hit between 110 and 115 for most areas, but could go as high as 120. On the map, heading into the afternoon, the main frontal boundary is up over the northern plains, extending down into the Midwest. South of that front, we have very hot and humid conditions covering all of the southern and central plains. Strong upper-level high pressure will stay parked over the central plains through Friday. We won't cool off very much during the overnight hours, even though skies will be clear. Tomorrow morning, we'll have a low-pressure shortwave over northeast Colorado, and that high-pressure system still over our region, so skies will be sunny. Much like today, the afternoon highs will be mostly between 100 and 105, and the humidity stays high. We'll have to wait until Saturday for any relief. It looks like most of the state will be back in the 80s over the upcoming weekend. For northwest Kansas, this afternoon, 100 to 105, upper 60s and low 70s for the overnight hours, 100 to 105 north central, and tonight we're in the mid-70s. Low 100s northeast, upper 70s for the overnight hours, upper 90s and low 100s southwest, and tonight upper 60s to low 70s. 100 to 105 south central, mid-70s overnight, low 100s in the southeast, and tonight we're in the upper 70s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.